Hello, Buccaneer fans from One Buccaneer Place on what Joel Glazer has called a bittersweet day, and that, of course, is because Rondé Barber, all-time Buccaneer great, just officially announced his retirement at a press conference here. Rondé, we call it bittersweet. We've had about a day to get used to the news. Mm-hmm. You told them you decided about a month ago. Is it safe to say that for you this was more of just a sweet day and that you're at peace with all this?
This is a good day. Bittersweet would have been a good adjective for everybody else because they're seeing me go. But for me, I'm content. I really am at peace with this decision. It wasn't an easy one. You know, maybe even a month, longer than a month before, but about a month ago, the other things started getting in motion, and I knew that football was behind me, and I was glad that that I had these years here. And whatever was next was going to be whatever was next. But, you know, it had been different, because a lot of guys don't get this opportunity to have this kind of day. I got to have this kind of day because of the career I had. But, it's special being in this building, being able to have been here for this long, do interviews with you over and over. This is my favorite one, by the way.
Good. Y'all hear that?
But I am happy that it's over and I can get on to being more of what I've always wanted to be, and that's home with my kids, home with my wife, following whatever footsteps are there for me to follow.
Even though you feel good about this, there were some moments in there where people, including you, were getting a little choked up trying to say what you wanted to say, and it's partly because you had so many people you wanted to thank.
Yeah.
And I think it was impressive the way you made it clear that all your success, while you earned it, you thanked a lot of people for helping you get it. And
yeah.
Can you just talk a little bit about how many people have contributed to this?
There's no doubt that I did a lot of good things over these 15 years, 16 years. But it wasn't because of me. The other people around here specifically, made me into the player that I am. There's some self-will and some talent involved on my part, but you need the help of others. I'm 100% certain that without the guys that I mentioned, probably some that I didn't mention. I didn't mention you, Scott. You helped me a lot,
well,
too.
Well, you're here now.
That helped me along the way, that they're the reason why I had so much success. And it's this is a day for me, but it's also a day for them, because, what they are is part of what I am.
You talk about how many teammates you've had. Do you have any guess as to how many different people you played with?
Oh, my God.
I know the number.
That's a stat for you.
Exactly.
I have absolutely no idea. I'm going to throw out, let me say 500-something.
You actually overshot it just a little bit.
Yeah.
You talked today about how, everybody knows all the numbers.
Yeah.
And they're impressive, and I think, as many people do, that they're going to end up with you in the Hall of Fame, and that's for us to talk about. Mm-hmm. I get that. But the 243 games and the 231 starts and the 40-25 and all that, you said you didn't know a lot of those numbers specifically until everybody kept talking about them recently, but I just looked this one up because I had to have a new angle, okay?
Yeah.
So there have been 906 players that have played football in a regular season or postseason game for the mm-hmm. Buccaneers ever, and you've played with 372 of them.
Oh, wow.
That's more than 40% of all the Buccaneers ever. So it just kind of gives you an idea of the length of your career and how many people you've gotten to form relationships with.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I could probably name...
Yeah, name them.
Oh, my God.
It starts with Rabih Abdul, number one,
yeah,
alphabetically.
I could probably name about 20 of them.
If you took some time, you could do a lot
I'd probably
more
do a lot more, yeah. And I'm sure all of them don't remember playing with me. But, you stick around long enough, mm-hmm. you get an opportunity to touch that many lives and be around that many guys and play with that many people. I can't say all of them were great. But, the experiences, they last forever.
Yeah, well, you talked about, you thanked a lot of people in there, and you talked about all these people you've met along the way here. And somebody said to me yesterday when the news broke, someone that's been around here for a while, that it was the saddest day of his career here. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make you feel bad, but that's how much sort of you've woven yourself into a lot of the lives around here.
Yeah.
And that can continue, obviously.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Now, the relationship that I've formed specifically here across the league, of course, but specifically here because of football. And they're special. I mean, they go beyond the business relationship, the professional relationship. You know, people that I have over at my house, people that I've spent vacations with. That's as hard as anything. You know, leaving guys like Dave and Todd Torselli, guys that I've been, Nancy, guys and girls, and that have been here the entire time my career here. Those are the ones that are hard to walk away from. You know, the players come and go. You know, I don't even know who I spent the most, what player I spent the most time with. That's probably another angle for you. But you know, the consistent people in my life have been, you know, a lot of the people that I mentioned, I'll always love them.
Yeah. Well, we're all going to miss you, and Buccaneer fans are going to miss you. We're glad that Tampa's still your home. But I was tweeting during the press conference, and there were a lot of responses, just really, really heartwarming stuff. So, you know, I'm sure you already knew this, but the fans out there also felt it was a bittersweet day. But it was lots and lots of congratulations. So on their behalf and on ours, congratulations. This is a good thing.
Yeah.
And it's, I know you don't want to talk about it, but it's the beginning too, because now the 5-year clock for the Hall of Fame is starting. We're going to be talking about that a lot, even if you're not. So I know you said in there you didn't want to talk about what's next yet until you've got those plans, so I won't ask you that. But just, again, on behalf of everybody here, congratulations on just an incredible Hall of Fame career.
Thank you, Scott. This was a good day. Bittersweet, yes, but still a celebration of all the things that I was able to accomplish, but also all the things that this organization has given me. And if anything, that's something that I'll always be proud of, that I was here. It's the only place I ever played, the only place I ever loved, ever wanted to play. And believe me, more than a little bit of it was, you know, because the fans around Tampa have always embraced me, and I've always embraced them. And I was their player, so.
Well said.
Yes.